Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. You better not try stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Guys Without Jobs. We have been away for a little while, but we are back. My name is John, joined by my good friend Lonnie. How you doing tonight?
Hey, cheers. Good evening, everyone.
Cheers, buddy.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is 2 days away.
It's so weird, man. Like when you don't have a job, I even spelt like because of this show, whenever I write job in chats or anywhere now, I put J-A-W-B everywhere.
Oh, that's funny.
But without a job, I not only do I not know when, like, what day of the week it is sometimes, and mm-hmm. weekends and weekdays, they all just kind of blur, and, you know, but holidays sneak up on me too, man.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Speaking of not having a job, not having a job really came to my benefit last week. So you already know this. My son Sawyer.
Oh, right.
You're looking around. He's a year and a half old. And he gave us a little scare. We were in the hospital for a few days. Mm-hmm. So I was able to just turn off my eBay store and not, you know, mess with any of that. We were holed up in the hospital for a couple of days. But he pulled through. He's fine. It was nothing super serious. But, you know, when kids are that young, they can't really express what's hurting them. So that's kind of what scares us the most. But he's doing a lot better now. And, yeah, when stuff like that happens, it just makes me even more mm-hmm. grateful that I don't have a normal job to where I got to go beg and plead to my boss to, you know, let me be at the hospital with my son.
Yeah, I mean, we do need to work, of course. But when you need to, you can drop everything and go.
Yeah.
Like, that is awesome. Glad he's doing good too, man. So he's actually like, he's better.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's 100%. Yeah. He's doing great.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a few things like that in the past too, like where something comes up and boom, I'm gone. You know, I'm mm-hmm. done.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go, like if I need to fly across the country for some odd reason tomorrow, I can do it.
Yep.
I'm there, you know, whatever I got to do, you know.
Life of a parent, you just never know.
It's, man, like with my daughter starting college, you know, this past quarter, I was able to go up there and move her in, and I don't have to miss anything. So
yeah.
Your video is frozen.
Yours was for a second, I was going to tell you.
Okay, it's good now.
Yeah. Yours is good now, too.
Okay.
We'll work through the kinks, guys. We appreciate you being patient with us if you're watching the YouTube version of this.
Yeah, I don't hear the click this time, so that's
cool. We haven't recorded a podcast in, I think, about 6 or 7 weeks. It's been a while, so we apologize for that. It's really just my fault, to be honest. Life has been crazy.
One time was my fault.
But all the other times, I think, were my fault. I have 2 small children. And a foster child. So yeah, life's been really crazy. Our foster daughter, Miss A, some of you might know about, if you watch my wife's channel, Be the Village. She is nearing the point of, going back home to her family. So we're super excited for that. But obviously that means a lot more things going on, to make that happen, you know, more responsibilities and everything. So I apologize. This podcast is sort of low on the priority list for me. So we don't always get to do it as often as we'd like.
It's equally low on my priority list too, but yeah. And that's not like, I'm not trying to insult anybody or anything, but mm-hmm. like we both also have, you know, eBay business we need to take care of, family stuff. And well, we like to upload a video every now and then to YouTube. So it's kind of like John always likes to overextend himself too. He does.
Yeah. I feel like maybe in the last like 6 months or so, I've found a better balance anyways. I think, I don't know. It's hard because like I've constantly got this inner drive to just like go, go, mm-hmm. go, 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 do, 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 do. And I'm trying to like rein that in some.
I'm a little older and I'm a little more okay with my mediocrity, I think.
I don't think there's something about you that's mediocre, man. Not at all.
My dad used to always tell me, son, I have aspirations of mediocrity.
He had to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, I have the drive too. Like, I have dreams and the drive and all that stuff, I guess, to some extent. But on the other hand, I'm a good enough kind of guy to a large extent.
Sure.
I don't know. But, yeah. Oh, the clicking from last show. I don't know if, like, I don't know if you knew this or not, but every time that click would enter, would, like, happen, mm-hmm. it would, like, wipe my brain. So I'm so thankful for this Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for not having that click, because it was, like, it would, like, send a little jolt through my brain every time. God. Probably the listeners experience that, too. So I'm glad it's not happening this time.
Yeah. I can just picture you at the dinner table on Thursday for your Thanksgiving dinner, and your wife Candace says, "What's everyone thankful for?" And after your daughter says, and what she's thankful for, you say, "I'm thankful for not having clicking in
my ears." It was a good year. No clicks. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, my dad's birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year. So we're having him over, but we're not having anybody else over. We normally get together with Whitney's aunt and all that side of the family, and then we also drive down to Kentucky and see my dad's side of the family, but we're not doing any of that this year. We're not even seeing like close relatives, because I don't know about Louisiana, but COVID cases are spiking through the roof here. It's crazy bad how bad they're spiking. So we're just trying to be responsible, not, you know, having a bunch of family over. But we see my dad every week anyways. We've seen him all through quarantine, because my dad, bless his heart, he doesn't see anyone. He works from home, and he literally sees no one.
Oh, besides really?
Us. Yeah, that's all he sees. He goes to the grocery store, and then he does not see any other humans besides us. So he's going to come over.
At some point, it becomes a mental health thing.
I think so, yeah. He comes over once a week, hangs out with us, sees the grandkids.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's fun. I guess I can. We're gonna release this Wednesday. He's not gonna hear this. I made a happy birthday video for him. I had, like, you know, all his friends and relatives from all over the country make little happy birthday videos, and I've got it all a long video for him. So hopefully he likes that. But yeah, he's turning 60. Big 6-0.
Wow. So his birthday. You said his birthday is on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, but Thanksgiving isn't the same day every year, is it?
Correct. It's like the fourth Thursday or third Thursday, or
so. It's like one out of every 7 years or something like that.
Sure. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. That's cool though. Like, like if it was Christmas, it wouldn't be cool.
Right.
But for Thanksgiving, like, that's, you're having a gathering anyways. You just
Turn
to a party kind of thing and bring some gifts along with the turkey and stuff. That's cool.
He seems to like it.
Yeah.
My birthday falls on Easter once every like 10 years or so.
Does it? I mean, I know your birthday's on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday is super easy to remember.
Right. It was Easter, I think, like 3 years ago. Mm. Two or 3 years ago fell on Easter.
Okay. Hmm. We're going to we're going to Candace's brother's house. He lives down near New Orleans. The only people that are going to be there, it's going to be us, my mom, Candace's mom, but they're both widows now at this point.
Yeah.
And then her brother. So
that's a pretty small gathering, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, most of these people already see each other on a fairly regular
basis.
Anyway. So, I mean, but we're not having like a huge thing other than my little clan. So, looking forward to it. We always have good food and good booze and, you know, good
times. Can't beat that. Yeah.
And a day off of eBay and probably a day off of YouTube too, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, listen. Oh, well, tomorrow I have a deal coming up.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So my guy has a storage unit, and he also has like a couple of rooms at his house that he has a lot of his own collection in. And I don't know what the impetus is for him to move this stuff at this point is, but he called me the other day and he's doing a mass he wants to do a mass sell-off of a lot of stuff to me. A lot of his own personal stuff, stuff he's just been hanging on to that he couldn't bring himself to sell. Collectibles, Hot Wheels, cards, deep sea fishing equipment, like all kind of like just a myriad of stuff. So I'm pretty excited. I don't know how much stuff it is. I think it's going to happen tomorrow. It's supposed to. I don't know how much stuff it is. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I know how much I'm bringing, which I'm not going to, well, we're not going to publish till it's probably it's over. I'm going to bring, glad you asked, John.
Let me guess before you say it.
Okay. Now it's going to be, it just to give you some.
Yeah. Context.
It's going to be about a 10 by 10 storage unit, basically chock full of pretty good stuff.
Okay. I'm going to say that you'll bring 12 grand.
I'm only going to bring 10.
I was close.
I don't know. I have no idea what the number is going to be, but I'm bringing 10. So if I need more, I'll get it. But I think 10 is, I have no idea. I don't know what's there. I don't know how the negotiation's going to go.
Yeah.
It might be a thing where like it's so much stuff that I'm going to have to, you know, take notes as I look at everything and really like do some ciphering. And I don't know. It's going to be challenging. But I'm excited.
Let me ask you this. So you've done so many buys from this guy over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Is your profit margin higher when the buys are higher? For example, like if you're spending $1,000, are you thinking the retail's roughly $3,000 to $4,000? And then if you're spending, I've seen you spend like $5,000 on a buy from him. Is it more so like 15,000, 20,000? Like, what's that ROI percentage roughly? Does that make sense what I'm asking you?
I guess. I would say, like, typically my ROI on his deals is probably somewhere around 3x on average.
And that stays consistent with, like, whether or not it's a smaller buy or a bigger buy?
I think sometimes it depends on how much he knows about the stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Like I've gotten over on him a few times.
Not like, you know, yeah.
No, but like I bought a lot of comic books one time, and I don't think he I don't think he went through them real good.
You didn't go through them either. It was just like you kind of got luckier on that deal. Not like you were trying to screw him over.
No, but I mean, yeah. I got the better end of that deal for sure. I think I ended up listing like. I bought a bunch of comics and sports collectibles and stuff. I don't even remember how much that buy was for. Oh, God, my brain is fuzzy on that kind of stuff. But I ended up just like, I had so many comics that I sold for $30, $40, $50, $100.
Right.
And I had a ton of them. And I'm almost done. I'm almost out of those, by the way.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I don't know. It depends. For instance, I spent Hot Wheels cars, high-end Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. I spent $3,600, and I ended up selling them all for around $9,000.
Nice.
But I would say that ROI is kind of at the low end of what I've come to expect, you know? So I've never really been anywhere near double my money kind of thing with him.
Right. Know?
So, but yeah,
that's good. That's really good. Reason I ask is you just assume that the more you buy, usually like the better the deal is going to be for you. But either way, you're still making a ton of money.
A lot of times it depends on what he paid too.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first it was stuff, like when I first started dealing with him, it was stuff he already had.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, he was buying stuff specifically to sell to me. And so, I mean, he's got a number he's got to hit. And then he's got to make money. And in some cases, I'm even buying stuff that I don't want to buy.
Yeah.
Like one time he bought like 1,000 pornographic DVDs. And I wasn't interested. Like I didn't want to get into that market.
Right.
But now he's sitting there with 1,000 pornographic DVDs. And he's like, yeah. Okay, I spent X dollars on these and I gotta move them. Are you going to buy them or do I need to find somebody else to buy them from?
Right. I'm picturing the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin when Paul Rudd and Steve Carell are standing at like the doorway and Paul Rudd is trying to give him this box and Steve doesn't want it. And he's yelling at his apartment complex. I don't want your big box of porn. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I haven't watched that lately. Man, that's a good movie though.
Oh, it's really funny.
But yeah, you know who was there though? He was so embarrassed because I brought Candace with me on that bike.
Oh, wow. She's came on one or two with you, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's gone, or maybe more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. I don't know if I get a better deal or not when she's there. Or, I don't know. I'm not sure. That he was embarrassed on that one.
Why? Because of the porn?
Because of the porn. Yeah. He's like,
I didn't realize you meant that you brought it on that one. I'm sorry.
I tell you what, though, man. I didn't make like a killing on that stuff. I made pretty good. Like that might have been a double my money kind of situation. But I tell you what, I sold that stuff so fast. Oh my God. It was gone. I would just like take like piles of it. I tried to you know what though? Like once you start dealing with this stuff, like some of it's kind of like I tried to kind of categorize it by like what people would be into. I don't want to get too far into that, but like just different categories of, you can use your imagination.
Sure.
And I was, you know, just trying to kind of make nice little lots of what the same type of person would be into. And, and then I would just pile it up in boxes.
Yeah.
Like medium flat rate boxes. And man, none of them made it more than a day or so. So, yeah.
You're a porn expert now, Lonnie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just like you sell a thing a few times and you go on YouTube, or now you're the guy for like I'm a Bible. I'm a freaking Bible expert too, right?
Beanie Baby expert. Makeup, jeans.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a cool story. I'm not sure if I want to tell it or not. I'm going to think about it for a while. I'll let you talk while I think about it.
Okay. So I bought from my guy yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Well, one of my guys. I've got, I'd say 4 or 5 contacts that I buy from on a, you know, semi-regular basis. The guy I bought from yesterday, I bought from him 5 or 6 times. It's never anywhere near the volume that you're buying from your guy. I mean, nothing like that. It's a small fraction. But every time he brings me like a carload of stuff, and it's always really good stuff that, you know, he's got a really good eye and he kind of knows what I like to buy. So it'll be like video games sometimes. Lately it's been like some bulk makeup, some like really unusual, like unique antiques and vintage items, just cool stuff. And he brought me a big load yesterday and I filmed it. So that video will probably be out in the next 2 or 3 days. And it's kind of unique how he likes to do these negotiations. I mean, I appreciate it because I like everything on the open and he's a pleasure to negotiate with. But like, basically he'll say like, you know, give me a, he says, tell me a conservative number that you think you can sell everything for. So I try to come up with that number in my head. And then he usually is about like 30 to 40% of that is what I buy it for, which I'm thrilled. Like that's a great buy because after fees and, you know, I'll more than double my money. So yesterday I'm like trying to do the math and I'm like, all right, 850. I'm like, I think I can sell all this for $850. And he's like, you're crazy. He's like, there's no way. I'm like, no, I feel pretty good about that number. Like, you know, I feel good. And he's like, how about $200 for all of it? And I was like, no, I was like, dude, I'm going to give you three. I'm going to give you $300. And I bought a mug from him the previous time that I think I may be valued around 50 or 75. I ended up selling it for 100. So I was like, I got an extra 20 for you for that mug I sold. Cause I was like, it sold for more than I expected. I really enjoy doing business with this guy and he consistently brings me stuff. It's about once a month. He's bringing me a carload of stuff and I want to keep that going. So like,
oh yeah,
you know, I'd like to overpay and just say like, look, man, you got stuff up. I'm your guy. Like, you know, keep bringing it to me. And that was kind of what I was going for. But yeah, like, I started listening to a bunch of it today. It's just stuff I love to list. It's cool, unique, stuff's valuable. Yeah, and those are the kind of contacts that keep me going in the fall and the winter months with right. no garage sales.
Or, I mean, if you had enough of them, that could be all you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of guys yeah. or girls. No, like,
right.
You could be a girl.
Yeah.
If it was a female, I don't think I should say my girl. Going to yeah. see my girl.
No.
You just wouldn't appreciate that too much.
Nope.
But yeah, I mean, I you make a good point. Like, you got to treat, like, you can't treat those kind of people like a one-off kind of situation. Right.
It's not a garage sale negotiation. Wait. Yeah, it's totally completely different. Yeah, like, I want to keep this going as much as possible. I mean, every single time he's brought me stuff, it's been awesome stuff, and there's been good money for me to make. So, you know, that's yep. invaluable. It's just amazing.
My guy is similar in that, like, the, I don't know if you saw it or not, but you know the sports car deal that I made
a few yeah.
weeks ago? Well, whenever I was making that deal, I did it for a little dramatic effect too, but I said, okay, no BS this time. You tell me how much to pay you and I will pay you. Mm-hmm. I said, you name the price and I will pay it to you. And like that, it was dramatic, but it was not an act. Like, we didn't it wasn't rehearsed. I didn't know the number he was going to say or anything like that.
Right.
And he goes, $2,100. And I'm like, okay. And I paid him the $2,100, you know, and like doing business like that, I think he gets a kick out of it. Hey, does your guy, we can compare guys now.
Oh God.
Does your guy watch your YouTube videos?
Yeah. So he found me on YouTube. Okay. I don't know if he watches all of them necessarily, mm-hmm. but yeah, he did find me on YouTube.
Is he in the videos?
Yes. Okay, I haven't, yeah. He hasn't been in one in the last few deals, but he was in one. I think it was titled like, I bought a video game full of, or a car full of video games or something. Okay. Carload of video games. He's in that one.
My guy loves the videos, and he loves like the ones that he's in, like where I'm doing a deal mm-hmm. with him. He loves to look at the comments.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, one guy. And like next time I see him, that one guy, he said, you got ripped off. And he's like, man, did you make money on that deal? I'm like, yeah, man, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm good. Don't worry. Like, that's just YouTube comments. That's how right. it is.
Anytime
he gets a kick.
Yeah. It's so funny, the comments, man. Like, the same buy, I'll get a bunch of comments of like, oh, like you ripped those people off, mm-hmm. like, you know, and then I'll get the inverse.
The other side.
Like, yeah, you spend way too much. What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, right. It's ridiculous.
Right. Could you imagine trying to construct a reality or an ethos or a way of doing business just based, like, just trying to please everyone in your comments?
Oh,
if you
my
tried
God.
To do that, could you imagine what kind of, like you couldn't do it, first of all, but you yeah. would, like, you would go crazy.
Yeah.
But he gets a kick out of the he takes, like, he's not a YouTuber obviously, so
sure
he takes a lot of the comments like seriously, you know, and
yeah
stuff. And I'm like, I asked him not too long, I said, I mean, look, dude, do you want to be in a video? Like, I
mm-hmm.
I can put you on a video, I can make you famous here if you want to be.
I'm just famous.
I'm
oh,
kidding,
God.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. But and he goes, are you sure you want to do that? I mean, like, the mystery is kind of part of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm like, yeah, okay. But, did you watch, I know you don't watch all my videos, but did you watch the video where I sold the truckload of those sports cards?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You watched that?
I did.
Okay. So just give a quick recap then. I'll test you.
Oh, happened? God. So, okay. So, all the sports cards that Lonnie buys from his guy, he already said
for $2,100.
Mm-hmm. And a viewer reached out saying, look, I saw the cards. He got a pretty good idea what was there. And he and Lonnie went back and forth. And
no, he didn't.
I thought he offered you $3,000 at first.
No. No, he sent me like an email that was in all caps, basically.
Yeah.
It said, I will buy everything for $4,000. Let me know.
Why did you say, I swear in your video, you said he first came up with $3,000.
We were talking. He was talking about, like, he said, at first I was thinking maybe I should offer three. And then I said, no, I wouldn't have taken three.
Okay. That's what I'm misremembering then. See, I'm already screwing it up, man.
Oh, no, but you're good. Go ahead. Okay. You tell the story. You tell it better.
Right, yeah. We're like an old married couple. Tell me to tell a story and then interrupt. So anyways, you guys land on $4,000, and the guy doesn't live too far away. It's on the way to where your daughter's school is. So you're like, awesome. So you load it in the truck. And Lonnie even, like, Candace did all the work, by the way. Let me tell the story. So Lonnie's holding the camera like, hey guys, we're taking these cards and blah, blah, blah. And he's got them in, they're already in boxes and they're worried about rain. So Candace is over here putting the boxes in bags and making sure if there's any rain. She's doing all this work and Lonnie's just watching. But anyways, that's all.
Okay, wait. Okay, now that I'll let you have your speak there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you realize what you just did.
What'd I do?
You based like an hour of time on a 20-second clip from a YouTube video.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not like how it actually happened. I picked up the camera. I said, I'm going to do a clip real quick.
Yeah.
And then while I was talking and holding the camera and stuff, Candace was working, but the whole rest of the time that's ridiculous, man. You can't take like what you see on a video. Like if you see something for a minute on a video, you can't just multiply that by the number of minutes in the day and assume that that's what happens the whole time. But anyway, go ahead.
That's my reality, Lonnie. That's the reality that I saw.
Okay. Candace did help, though. Candace is a very good helper.
It's so easy to get your blood boiling.
you just trolled me, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So they go to meet the guy, and they're pulling out the stock and, you know, all the cards, and he's looking through, and the guy pulls out this card, and it's a Michael Jordan, I want to say 1984 or 1985.
I think it was 84. No, it was a star.
Star.
Yeah.
Star rookie. And it was graded. And the guy's like, oh my God, this card. And he say it's worth $10,000?
Yes.
And yeah. Lonnie's
like, and I thought
that kid in there.
I thought he had pulled it out of the box that I just sold. Like he had already given me the cash.
Right.
And we were loading boxes into his van, and every now and then he would open up a box just to look at the contents. And he had one of his boxes open at that point. And that's when he pulled the Michael Jordan. And I looked it up on the phone, and it was like, nine to 15, somewhere in there.
What was going through your head?
I was like, well, it was a test, man. It was like a test of my integrity at that point.
Sure.
Which I passed.
You did.
Which I knew I would. When it comes to that kind of thing, I always pass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, well, you just made a bunch of money.
Good for you.
I mean.
So it was a prank. The guy was pranking him.
Yeah.
That was his card he already had, and he even did a video clip beforehand, like, I'm going to mess with Lonnie and just plant this card in there and then pull it out. And just pull a prank on Lonnie, and he did it perfectly.
It was the best prank ever.
Yeah,
it was a really good
prank.
When he told me, when he came clean, I was just, like, basically yelling, like, oh, my God, you got – it was, like, it was hilarious. It was this mix of emotions. Like, I thought it was hilarious. I was kind of mad because I'd been made a fool of, but I was also like very, very happy because I didn't just lose $10,000. But then also I was kind of sad because he didn't just make $10,000. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what direction to go in, you know?
Right.
Because after it was over with, I'm like, you know, I wish that would have really been in there because I'm getting $4,000 no matter what.
Right.
And if that had been in there, then you would have gotten $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing, the only difference is you're not getting the 10K.
Right.
Everything else is the same.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was a wild roller coaster of emotion.
You're at a really good place as a reseller. And I feel like obviously everyone's different. But when I first started reselling, I don't think I was at this place, but I know that I am now of like being happy for people making money on the other end. Mm-hmm. Like as a reseller, once you've, you know, done it long enough, you just get comfortable and content in the place you are as a reseller, because every reseller is just kind of somewhere in the chain of moving an item. Okay. So, you know, you buy this at a garage sale for $2, that person's happy. They got $2. Now I sell it for $6 to this other guy. That guy might sell it for $12. It's like,
right.
And you know, when you first start doing it, you might think, oh, why is he going to make money on it? But then before too long, you realize, what does it matter? Because I made my money. Why can't he make his money?
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, when he was in Cincinnati, we went to a garage sale and I bought a bunch of bats and baseball gloves and all this stuff. And then the very next sale, there was a bunch of bats. Yeah. And I was like, this one's yours. I just bought all those last ones. One of the bats you sold for what, $450?
Yeah.
And you paid what, 70 for them?
I paid 70 for, was it four?
For four bats. Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, when almost, Lonnie told me about it, I was just like, that, like, that's awesome. Like I was genuinely happy for you.
I remember, like, well, you were trying to do me a solid, and you did. I don't know if you were trying to do me that much of a solid.
Dude, that doesn't matter to me.
I know it doesn't.
I honestly, it could have been 4,000, and it wouldn't, like, it. That just doesn't.
Yeah, that was cool.
That man. Kind of thing doesn't bug me.
You know what? That was kind of a highlight of the trip for me, so that
was, yeah, it was really cool, and, like, I really enjoyed just standing 5 feet back and watching you, yeah, like, just focusing on that negotiation of you and him going back and forth, just because, like, I was like, don't do these bats, do these bats. And then that's all, yeah, I said. And then you like took it from there and did the whole thing. It was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome
for that. I have a little anecdote along these same lines. I had like 60 Elvis photos. Do you remember those that I had?
Yep.
They're 8x10 photographs. And most of them came from the Elvis Museum. And in Tennessee, what is that, Memphis? Is that, mm-hmm, Memphis where they?
I think so.
Okay, so they, a lot of them had the, like the stamp from the museum on them. They would sell them in the gift shop.
Yeah.
So these are not original photographs, right? They're, but they are photographs printed on photo paper and glossy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming whoever made the photographs probably had the original negatives they're making them from. They own the rights and all that. And so I put them in auction, and they sold for, I got them from my guy. It was almost kind of a throw-in kind of thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things. My guy always spices up the deal with a little something weird, yeah, like that. And, you know, he doesn't put a lot of value on it. I don't either, but it's there. And, you know, then later on I'll try and sell it. I put them at auction. They ended up selling for a little bit over $200. And I was like, that's pretty freaking good. I was happy. Wouldn't you be happy with that?
Oh, absolutely.
I was thrilled. And so there's in the RVA Flips reseller water cooler group, a viewer bought them.
On Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook. A viewer bought them. But the viewer named Matt, if you want to know more, you can go look at the, if you want to know who it is, you can go see it in the RVA Flips reseller water cooler group. He made a post and it says, thanks, tag Lonnie M. Honeycutt. And he puts a screenshot of an invoice for the photos that he sold. Okay. The price is, it is, let's see, five, looks like 12 photographs. Okay. And here's the price of each photograph that he sold, that he bought from me in that lot. 50, 50, 50, 50, 25, 25, 25, 25, 20, 30, and 45. What does that add up to? 200, 225,
like 400 and something.
300, 340, 370. Just a little bit under $400 that he made on just 12 of the photos.
And there was how many photos? 50?
50 something, 60.
That's awesome.
So he made, he already like doubled his money just on selling 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, what? And then I was, I'll be honest, you know. Because what I wrote was, are those salts? And he goes, yes, invoice I'm sending. And I gritted my teeth. I'm like, that's awesome, man. Good job. I mean, because look, we're humans, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and then
that's funny, man.
Somebody else wrote in that thread, what are you trying to do to Lonnie M. Honeycutt between this and the trading card episode? We need him alive and well during the during the pandemic.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I mean, so anyway, my guy, I guess, made money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he ever sells to me at a loss. I made great money. Like when they sold, I was like, ha ha, I did really good on those. I can't believe, like, did he overpay because he's a viewer? Like, what's going on here?
Right.
And then he made money on his end.
Yeah.
Because obviously he made money on his end because he probably had a little something up there in his noggin that he mm-hmm. knew to buy that.
Right.
So yeah. A lot of times this is a knowledge and information kind of business. And
yeah, absolutely. And now you'll know next time to maybe sell those, you know, Elvis photographs individually.
I'm still happy with how it went down, honestly. Yeah. You know, like I have enough, like I went to a shelf today. I was like, yeah, let me pull something to list. And I found one of these, like, you know, the under cabinet Sony CD player radio. Like, I found one. I'm like, where did I get that? Where did I get this? When did I get it? How much? That's the kind of stuff. Like, I've got so much unlisted inventory that I don't need more stuff. I have it.
Right.
I'm going to go buy more stuff tomorrow. But, like, I'm not going to sweat somebody making a few dollars off of me. Either.
Yeah, not at all.
Sorry, I'm looking at Facebook now. Somebody's using pool. Have you ever used pool noodles to pack stuff before?
No, I've heard about it, though. What are they packing?
I don't know. A TV or something. I'm not sure. It looks like it would be perfect, though, pool noodles. I need to try that sometime. That would be a good video.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
So was this the story that you were contemplating on telling or not telling?
No, that was not the story. The story I was contemplating is way juicier.
Okay. You want to tell us?
I don't know. You think I should?
I think so. You should.
I'll say one word and you tell me yes or no.
Okay.
Wayne.
Oh man. We could do a whole episode on
that. Let's do that next time.
Yes.
Next time I'll tell the story of Wayne.
Yeah. And it'll last the whole hour.
Dude, it's going to be a friggin' barn burner.
Yeah. So tune in February 2021 for our next podcast where we talk about the story of
Wayne. I'm going to come clean on Wayne because a lot of people have asked in the comments,
yeah,
whatever happened to Wayne? You ever hear from Wayne anymore? John, if you can look at John's face right now, you can see this is like whatever you're imagining the story could be. It's more than that.
Oh no. And is there an update that I don't know about?
Yeah, I haven't told you the most recent stuff.
That's fine. You don't need to tell me.
Okay.
This will just incentivize us to do a podcast sooner.
Yeah, that's a whole big old juicy topic there. That's like a buffet. Yeah. All you can eat right there, buddy.
So I'll tell you guys, next week I am driving down to Tennessee to see Kevin, the Tennessee picker, because he's got a little bit of a problem. So Kevin buys and buys and buys and buys. Like, that guy buys more than anyone I've ever seen. And we kind of knew this. We've gone picking with the guy now like 4 or 5 times. And he always buys like 5-10 times more than Lonnie and I do. Like, he buys like everything. And he was telling us of everything he had. I think he sent us a couple pictures of his warehouse. He's got two office warehouse spaces.
In fairness, he has made some you never expect the bulk buys, but he's made some unexpected bulk buys that you can't say no to lately.
Correct. So. Yeah. He's had a cut, like the toy buy was huge. Like, he did a massive, massive toy buy that
he's had other buys too.
Up. Yeah. And then on top of that, he still goes to garage sales and all these other places and buys like crazy.
Well, if you're a reseller YouTuber, you have to go to garage sales. And if you don't buy anything, you don't have any footage. Yeah.
So he has two warehouse spaces. I think they're both about 1,000 square feet, right?
Well, it's two offices, really. Didn't it used to be like a hotel, like a motel?
Is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah, it's like two motel room type.
So things. Maybe they're only about 600 or 700 square feet each.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But he started with one. Now he has two. And he says he can't even like walk around in it. It's so big, like so full of stuff. And he sent me a video and like he wasn't kidding. Like it's just insane how much stuff he's got. And I have a decent amount of inventory. I don't have a ton. But I was like, I'll come down and buy some stuff, man. Like, you know, and I'm not trying to get like his most valuable stuff. Like my goal is to get stuff that maybe he doesn't want to mess with. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's into it cheap enough to where he can still make some money. And then there's meat on the bone for me. So that's what I'm doing next Tuesday.
So I don't have a boss because I don't have a job. So I could potentially make it there before you.
Oh man. Is this going to be a competition thing?
No, I would not do that. No, because of the baseball bats. If you wouldn't have done the baseball bat thing, I would make it there.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No, that's awesome. And yeah. You know what, honestly, you know what it is with Kevin? Kevin is super – okay, Kevin's got a few qualities, and we're talking about Tennessee Picker on YouTube, who just made 10,000 subs, by the way. Congrats.
Congrats, man. Kevin. Very well deserved.
Kevin is super – he's super a lot of things. Super impulsive. Okay? I think he's impulsive when it comes to buying.
Say that, yeah.
He'd rather say yes than no to a buy, which I'm – that's me too.
Yeah.
John, not quite as much. John has said no a few times. Or John has said no to a few buys I've made, actually.
And it was a bad decision.
Sometimes yeah. Not. I mean, I've made some bad buys, dude.
All have.
But Kevin is more likely to say yes than no. Kevin is loaded. He's got a ton of money.
Now people are going to be robbing him at his office. Oh, man.
I've never heard him ask to borrow money, and every time I've seen him, he's had a lot of cash. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And Kevin has a lot of knowledge, and he ain't.
Yeah.
Kevin is like the most fearless reseller I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, he loves to buy, and you know another reason I think he has all that stock right now is he just became full time not too long ago.
Yep.
He went from a really good full time job. To full-time reseller. And what's your biggest fear as a reseller?
That you're not going to make the money.
No, not only that, but you're not going to have anything to sell.
Enough stuff to sell, yeah.
I remember when I first started, that was like my fear. And it was like founded in reality. Like I did not have enough because I didn't know what to buy. And kind of scared to spend a lot of like $20, I was on the phone. Oh, hang on a second. This is serious.
Right, right.
So, you know. But Kevin, I think, he got into that buy mode. And he does have employees, too. Like, he has, like, a photo taker anyways.
Mm-hmm. Some people call that a photographer.
Wow. He does I'm trying to make photo taker into a word. It would be photographer.
Oh God.
Oh man. So anyways, I'm just saying, like, he has reasons why he's bought that much.
Right, right.
And now fortunately John doesn't have a job, so he can drive down there.
Yep.
And John has a lot of money too, as it turns out. So he can go take some of this stuff off of Kevin's hands. So it works.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. My buddy Jamie is going down with me too.
Yeah, Jamie. And you both get videos.
Right? Yeah. That's just an added bonus.
You ought to pull his orders.
Yeah, like you did mine.
Right. It's going to be like 30 makeup orders, but, you know, you ought to try it. If you'll probably want to get paid, though, if you do that.
Yeah, he sells a lot. He sells more than I do.
He does. He showed us a picture today, and it was like a huge pile
right.
of stuff.
We got an Eradicate face peel serum.
I like how you're holding it up like you're making fun of my vision.
I'm holding it like you held it. This is literally how you held it, like 2 inches to your face.
Y'all might not know this, but John is an ageist. You just make like not he's true. Like, oh, what's Lonnie's flaw? Well, among many, his vision is one of his flaws. Let me pick on him about that. I do have bifocals now, so I don't always hold stuff up. Boy, it used to be bad though. Ronnie used to be the one that would always Ronnie Hart Pickers.
Yeah.
He would make fun of me because I would always like lower my glasses and bring stuff right up to my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Call me Mr. Magoo and stuff.
Well, we are approaching the hour mark, man. You got anything else you want to share?
No. Tune into the next podcast though, because we're going to talk about Wayne, and you don't want to miss this one. I promise.
Nope.
You. It will be
a doozy.
We may have to do some pre-drinking for the first an hour before we start that podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I may change my mind before that happens, but I'm going to try.
What are you drinking, by the way? You drinking beer?
No, I'm drinking Jack Daniels and water.
Jack Daniels and water. All right.
Yeah. I've only drank about that much during the show. Good stuff. What are you drinking?
I made myself a mule, but it's gone.
Oh, that's why you're ending the show. You got to go refill.
Yeah, no kidding. Jim Beam, ginger ale, and a little bit of lime juice.
I like the Beam. I like the Beam. I like the Jack.
Yeah.
I really like the, what's the one I like the best?
We tried Bullet Bourbon.
Bullet's good, too.
Really tasty. You gave me that bottle, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was delicious. I'm too cheap to keep buying it for myself, but it was good.
It's like 20, I think, I want to say it's like 25, 26, $7 a fifth, something like that.
Yeah. I get like the gallon of Jim Beam for like 30 right. bucks or something.
I know. It's hard to beat, and it's still good. It's
hard to pass it up. Yeah.
Right. I understand. But yeah, but if you drink the expensive stuff, you can kind of just, you can say that you're a connoisseur, you know?
Right, yeah, I'm a bourbon connoisseur.
If it comes in a plastic jug, then it's a different conversation.
Well, my jug is glass. It is a glass jug, yeah.
As long as your jug is glass.
Yep.
Then you're okay. There's a title.
We got glass jugs.
As long as it's not, y'all don't have Albertsons there, do you?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure Kroger then has Kroger has their own brand of vodka that probably comes in a plastic jug, I'm sure.
No, they don't. They don't do a lot of liquor sales.
Oh, there's they don't some sell that, liquor. That's right.
There's some that'll have it's separate. Like you've got to like walk into different doors and it's a whole liquor thing. But most don't. It's very rare to see that.
May have to do some, you know what, John, buy yourself something special for Thanksgiving. Okay. Buy yourself some Crown or some Bullet or whatever, man.
Yeah.
Don't drink out of that gallon jug for Thanksgiving.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll do that tomorrow.
And don't let Whitney drink out of the box either. You put down the gallon and tell Whitney to put down the box and y'all do something right. special.
I'll tell her that you gave special instructions for our holiday drinking.
But yeah, that's it, man. Tune in next time, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. You better not try stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.